The New York Times is reporting that CDC documents released in response to a Freedom of Information Act request show that before the cruise industry shut down, more than 100 ships in the U.S. jurisdiction had coronavirus outbreaks, which sickened over 3,000 people. Of those were 850 passengers. The paper says that Carnival has disputed the numbers, claiming that because the CDC included cases that were not confirmed by a lab, the end results were overblown. And despite having quarantined on board Royal Caribbean's Enchantment of the Seas for over 2 weeks, crew members from Trinidad and Tobago who expected to go home are instead being moved to a shoreside facility for further observation. The Ministry of Health said the decision was made out of an abundance of caution after a crew member tested positive on Friday. And finally, the Norwegian Escape arrived in India this morning to drop off nearly 500 crew members as part of the company's ongoing repatriation efforts. The ship is slated to spend the next 2 days in India, during which time the crew members will be screened and then allowed to disembark. Norwegian Escape left Miami on May 23rd and sailed through the Suez Canal just before arriving in India. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.